there, friends, fans, listeners of this podcast. How are you? I hope you're having a really great day. This, of course, is called Healthy-ish from Body and Soul. I am your host, Felicity Halley. Now, we're talking about one of the most basic concepts in nutrition today, but alas, one we all struggle with. It is how to eat enough fruit and veggies every day. Well, to help us out, I am joined by Drew Harrisburg. He is an exercise physiologist, sports scientist, and diabetes educator, and he's going to share, well, his tips and how he gets enough fruit and veg in his day. Now, if you do want more from Drew, make sure you tune in to Extra Healthy-ish, where we discuss how he manages his type 1 diabetes with a plant-based diet. He's got some great tips in there for anyone, whether they're managing a chronic illness or not. You can search for that wherever you get your podcasts. Drew, welcome to Healthy-ish.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you were in our print edition recently.
Yeah, when was that?
A couple of months ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have been on here before I was hosting.
Yeah, that was years ago.
But nice to have you back.
Round two, about 3 years later.
Yeah, three. It's good. Well, it's good to be back. Yeah, 3.5 I've nearly been doing this.
I thought if I was compelling enough, I would have come back sooner. But
Well, we'll have to get you back on. Okay. We will wait. We'll hear from
you
first.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll
see. Yeah. Now, give us the stats. I mean, How bad are Australians at consuming fruit and veg?
Yeah, not great, despite the guidelines being pretty good. Like everyone knows, well, at least it used to be 5 veg, 2 fruit per day. But I think 94% of Australians are not hitting the target, like the minimum, the bare minimum, which is pretty compelling.
Mm.
And it's not entirely our fault. Like it is quite hard because the cheapest option is usually the most unhealthy.
Mm.
That's not to say that eating healthy food is always going to be expensive. But most of the time you walk into your supermarket and it's the ultra processed food that's easily accessible and cheap and you want to feed your family and people are on a budget and cost of living's hard and that's what we go for.
Mm.
But there are ways to obviously incorporate more fruit and veg into your diet. And, you know, I've been plant-based for a while now and I find it fairly easy, but some people find it hard.
I think the other thing for me, I mean, yeah, beyond the built-in food environment is just the time. I mean, that's something that I struggle with, is just having enough time to prepare food. Is that just a poor excuse?
I don't think it's an excuse, and I don't think it's a poor excuse. I think that is a legitimate concern that people have. But I think it comes down to your priorities. Like we all have 24 hours in a day. What do you do with it? You know, people have the excuse of not being able to exercise, but I think the same thing is true, that if you can find 7 to 20 minutes a day, you can move the needle pretty well when it comes to exercise. But I think that if you are someone who's time poor or feel like they, you know, you can't prepare your food and you're not doing the dedicated meal prep day, you can lean on supplements to like fill the gaps a little bit. Like multivitamins are good. I take this product called a Meal Essential Rainbow, which is a blend of 77 nutrients that sort of, it just fills the gap in case you can't get everything you need every single day. Because we're all human and we all make mistakes, right?
Or struggle with time. Yeah. So how do you set up your day? I mean, you are a plant-based, so I think you're kind of cheating a bit. Well, not cheating in a good way.
Yeah.
In a good way. How do you set up your day to make sure you get enough veggies and fruit?
I mean, being plant-based, I'm getting more than enough because that's literally all I eat is plants. No animals on the menu, no animals on the plate. But I just think about my food as eating the rainbow is a good way to do it. That's like a little phrase, a little nugget that's been around for a while, eat like the rainbow. And it makes sense because each food, depending on the color of it, will have different nutrients, different phytonutrients, which are those nutrients that are in plants. So the more variety and diversity you can get in colors, you're going to tick off those different nutrients. So I think about the colors, and you're going to get a diversity of fiber as well, which is great for our gut health. So I really do just think about my food in colors, in textures, and then I do think about the macronutrients, protein, fat, and carbs,
but that
gets a little bit more tricky. If you're not fully literate in nutrition, it can be tricky to look at a plate and think, okay, well, what's the carbs, what's the fats, and what's the protein? Where am I going to get it from? So I think food groups. For me, it's fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, whole grains, and legumes. Every day, I've got to tick off those boxes, and I know that I'm going to hit my targets. If I can't hit my exact targets because I'm busy or time poor or whatever, I'll lean on supplements like a protein powder to get my protein target, Essential Rainbow to hit those other nutrients, another multivitamin, things like that.
Let's just talk about eating the rainbow. I mean, it's such a great term, isn't it?
It is a nice term.
And visually, you just, you know, I'm thinking when you mentioned that, I'm thinking, okay, so you have your carrots and then you have might have your yellow capsicum. And I mean, how do we make sure we get all the different colours? Like,
I think that, firstly, most people will agree that a bowl that is colourful and rainbow just looks appealing, mm-hmm. right? Like you kind of want to just tuck into it. So I think it's setting up your plate or your bowl to look more colourful can be more appealing for yourself to actually eat the food. But I think, again, diversity. So like you're not going to get everything from vegetables. You're not going to get everything from fruit or whole grains or like you need to have a little bit of everything in it. So you don't have to have your entire meal in one sitting as a rainbow, although it is good to do. It's over the day. Think about over the day, right? So those purple foods, think about berries, blackberries, blueberries, plums. This one's controversial, but if you want to drink a bit of red wine, you can have some red wine maybe.
Not controversial and healthy-ish.
Okay, ish. Yeah, that's the ish part of it. And then as you say, like, you know, greens are obvious, leafy greens, cruciferous, you know, broccoli, asparagus, those kinds of things. And then, yeah, just I would just encourage people to experiment, like have some fun with it. Try new foods. Walk into the supermarket, go to the fresh food section or go to your farmer's market and look at something you've never seen before and just buy it. Mm. Google it, find out what it is, figure out a recipe afterwards. You don't even have to have a plan when you go in. Just leave with something different. That's a fun way to do it.
Mm. Actually, I love it when I walk into a fruit market and my kids are like, "Mom, what's that?" And I'm like, yeah. "I don't even know, but yeah. Let's try it."
Yes. I was going to say, if you look at something and say, "I don't know what that is," buy it.
Yeah. And then I'm like, Google, what is this? And they're like, "Oh, it's from Thailand or somewhere else."
Exactly. And chances are it's going to give you some nutrients and fiber that you're not getting through your typical diet.
Yeah, absolutely. So give us some tips on how we can, I mean, it just going back to those stats, like it's extraordinary that 90% of us don't eat enough fruit and veg. Mm. Give us some tips on how we can get more fruit and veg in our day.
Mm. See, this is a hard one because we all kind of know the lifestyle habits that are healthy. We all know what to do, but it's the actions that's the hard part, right? Like building it in as a habit. So I think as a general rule, I like to have like sort of a way that I engineer my plate or my bowl. Right, so I like to think of every meal as a bowl and the base is like leafy greens, right? So fill up, because you want to also think about not just why you should be eating the rainbow for nutrient value, but also the benefits of a whole food or plant-based diet for just incidentally eating less calories. Mm. Like it's so much harder to overeat when you're eating plants, right? So I think of my bowl as a base of leafy greens. So there's my greens. Next layer, I'm thinking it could be starchy vegetables, it could be carrots and sweet potato, let's say. Maybe purple sweet potato, hit that purple color. Then I'm thinking some crunch texture, so like nuts and seeds, whole grains and legumes. So just building the bowl and sort of finding a way to put in all these different foods into this rainbow colored bowl so that it fills you up. You're eating less calories incidentally. So you'll probably, if you need to lose weight, not everyone has to lose weight, but if that's something that you want to do, it's just an easy way to do it. Mm. Like you're not going to overeat fruit and veg. And anyone who tells you that fruit's going to make you fat, I would walk the other way, because I don't think there's anyone who's going to eat enough fruit to make you fat, because it's so filling. There's so much fiber and water and volume to it.
Mm.
But you're going to get heaps of nutrients, so it's
good. Yeah, absolutely. Drew, thanks for coming on Healthy-ish.
Thank you.
Well, folks, I hope this inspires you to pack a few more veggies into your breakfast, lunch or dinner, whatever meal is the next one coming up. If you did like this chat, jump on, rate and review it, or you can subscribe to this podcast, of course, or share this up with a friend or a partner or anyone who needs some nutritional inspo. Anything else, head to bodyandsoul.com.au. Follow us on socials, grab our print edition, which is out in your local Sunday paper. And until tomorrow, stay healthy-ish.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.